Okay. So this is Sukkot Tavshinayin Zayin, first day. On the Gabi Daloch of Nisu Hamayim, the Gemara in Taini says that we, according to the Blazer, mask him Kfuris Kshomim Balayla in the first night. Why? Because Nisu Hamayim is Meurta. Also, Nisu Hamayim could start from the night. So Machlok is a Rishonim. What does it mean? So Rashi, the first Loshon Nisu Hamayim means because the Milui Hakli is done at night. Not that it could be done at night. Now, Toisus and the Sech B'Shal Rasha holds in Nisuch HaMayim can be done at night. And why can be done at night? Even though Nisuch Hayan, the Gemara says, it cannot be done at night, the Gemara Numa. No, even though the Gemara Numa says that Emen Naschim is a Mayim Elim Korban Shel Tomid, Shel Shachar, Toisus says it's only Katchila, because the mitzvah is different than Nisuch Hayan. Nisuch Hayan is a din on the Korban. Nisuch HaMayim is a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo, so therefore could be done at night also. We have to understand why Nisuch HaMayim can be done at night. But Rashi Shita is, the first pshat, is that it cannot be done at night. What can be done at night is the milui. So Sabbi Yoshe Ber says, that's the shaila. Is the milui a chelek of the Nisuch HaMayim? From Rashi, that you have a posuk that you could do Nisuch HaMayim at night, is a raya that the milui is actually a chelek of Nisuch HaMayim. Not only pouring the wine, the milui of the kli in itself is a chelek of Nisuch HaMayim. And the truth is, even the Chora Sposh Pshat himself says that is mashma that not only Rashi is saying that the milui is a chelek of the avodah, I think everybody would mask him. Because the Gemara is mashma in Daf Mem Tesamut Beis, in Sukkah, that the milui needs to be done with klishores. If it's not an avodah, what does it have to be done with klishores? You see that the milui is a chelik of the avodah. So not only pouring the mayim, actually the milui is a chelik of the avodah. You have to understand why milui, why can it be done at night? And why is milui a chelik of the avodah? Usually the chelik of the avodah is the avodah itself, but the milui hamayim to be a chelik of the avodah. And Rashi Shita is that the concept of Simcha Bista Shoeva is a Simcha not, like Rambam says, because of the Yontev, is a Simcha because of Shiva Samayim. So you see the Shiva Samayim has a Din Simcha. And the question is, it has a Din Simcha and has a Din Avoida. Why is Avoida a Chelek with Avoida that also? That's the first question. The second question is the following. The Rambam in Maisa Korbonus learns that the Nisuch HaYayin is done, that is where, is in Perek Beis, in the Shittin, and his Shittin is that the Shittin is not on top of the Mizbeach like the other Rishonim. Shittin Saramba means that the Shittin is in the Yisoyed Mizbeach. So the question is, one second, so the Rav argues with that. But the problem is that the Choyer is mash from the Gemara, in the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Rambam actually passed like the Gemara in Sukkah, that there were two vases on top of the Mizbeach, and one of them was Nisuch HaMayim, one of them was Nisuch HaYayin. So how can the Rambam say that the Shittim were on the bottom of the Mizbeach, and the Choyer should have been on top? That's what we have. So says the Kesef Mishneh, V'Rabbeinu Shesover, Me'achar Shlo Uzkeru B'Talmud Sforim Rabbi Nisuch HaChag, since this idea of those vases is only talking about Nisuch HaMayim in the Chag, mashma shlo asfor misham shel beis nisuch b'lavad, mashma that only on Sukkot they poured the yain on top of the Mizbeach. Every other day they put it on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Only here. And the question is why? What's the pshat that on Sukkot davka Nisuch HaYayin was on top? So as Rabbi Yoshe Ber, you see the Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin, even though they appear to be two separate Nisuchim, and technically according to some Rishonim you could do Nisuch HaYayin and Nisuch HaMayim Balayla, but lekatchila, the two of them have to be done together. And he says, you see that, why? Because the Gemara says that the two vases, one of them had small holes, so don't have big holes. Why? Because the one that you poured the wine had the small holes, and the one that you poured the water had the one that you poured the wine had the big holes. The one you poured the wine, the water has the small holes. The Gemara says because since the wine is thicker, you wanted to make sure that they go down at the same speed and together. What's the pshat? They have to go down speed together. Elamai, you see that they have to be in the same ma'isya nisuch. There's another one. The Rabbi Yoshe Ber also says that the Gemara says like this, the Gemara in Sugah. The Nisuch HaMayim was done in one Sef and one of the vases, the other one Nisuch HaYayin. And the Loshon Gemara is, what happens if you poured Ira Shel Mayim Letoch Shel Yayin, Veshel Yayin Letoch Shel Mayim Yotza. So the Poshe Pshad is, if you switch the vases, if you put on one water, the one of water you put wine, the one of wine you put water. That's a Poshe Pshad. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam learns in Perek Yud Mirsufotim Elocha Zayin, Imira Mayim Letoch Hayayin, if you pour the water into the water, into the yayin, or the yayin into the water. I mean, if you mix the two together, Yotza. Venosa Shnei Bekli Echad. So the kasha is on second. The Rambam holds that you could pour and mix them together. The Rambam holds beferush that yayin mozuk is posel gabe mizbeach. A wine which is diluted with water is posel legabe mizbeach. You cannot use on nisochim. So how can you mix nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayin? So the Yoshiber says, according to the Rambam, how we're learning, there's no kasha. The only time you can mix is during the year. But on on Sukkot, that the two of the Nisukim have to be done together. So there is a Din Nisuch on the water, and there's a Din Nisuch on the wine, and there's a Din Nisuch of them done together. So on that, there's no Psul of Mizuch. The only Psul of Mizuch is if you put something that doesn't need Nisuch. But since the Mayim and the Ayin need Nisuch, and the Nisuch is that it should be together, Shita Saram, if you mix, there is no contradiction, there's no Stira between the two, because the two are two Nisuchim which are done together. That is the shita, that even though they're separate nisuchim, nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayin, they have to be done together. So if that's the case, says the Mishnah, that makes sense. Why is on top of the mizbeach? Because the truth is, nisuch hayayin is always on the bottom. Nisuch hamayim, we learn, has to be al gabe mizbeach. That's Allah l'meshe mesinai. Since nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayin need to be done together, nisuch hamayim drags the nisuch hayayin to above. And that's why the nisuch hayayin is done on top of the mizbeach during Sukkot, because it's dragged by the nisuch hamayim, they have to be done together. Okay? So that is what Rabbi Yoshiber says. Now the question is, it comes out something very interesting. Now you have to understand, why nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayin have to be together? If they're two separate nisuchim, why is the halacha that they have to be done together? And most important, why is nisuch hamayim drags nisuch hayayin together? Nilchoira, maybe nisuch hayayin should drag nisuch hamayim down. Why is the halacha that they have to be done together? And why does nisuch hamayim drag up the nisuch hayayin that should be done together on top of the mizbeach? And also the question is, why does it need sheiva and why at night is good? To answer all of this, we'll go into what the Baal HaTanya explains into the idea of nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayin. The Baal HaTanya goes into a question, why is nisuch hamayim mentioned in Torah Shebichsav, nisuch hayayin, and nisuch hamayim on Torah Shebaal Peh? Why is one in Torah Shebichsav on Torah Shebaal Peh? I mean, why is that distinction between the two? Says the Baal HaTanya the following, nisuch hayayin relates to Midas Adin. It relates to something which in Kol Chazal is Bina. Why? Because Bina is mevin dovar mitoich dovar. All the yayin in itself is dovar mitoich dovar, right? Is the wine that comes from the grape. It relates to red, which is midas adin, which is defined. That's why nichnas yain is yoitze soid. The idea is that you take dovar mitoich dovar, right? That's the whole idea of yain. And therefore it's called bina also, because the yain is misameach the lev. The simcha is what's bina? Bina is when you take chokhmah and you develop. You're able to be koine. You're able to develop into your own take on it. So that makes a lot of sense, because that is when you get actual simcha. So that's yain lev is samach lev avenoish, because it relates to bina, which is the world of clarity. So the wine relates to the world of bina. However, water, that relates, says the Baal HaTanya, one second, since it's the world of bina, dafka, it relates to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is bina. Why is it defined? the letters are there. They are very clearly defined. You can add, you can subtract, you can even connect the two letters. Always when you put into letter, to verbalize, that's the idea of Bina. So Torah Shebichsav in this world comes from the world of Bina. Therefore, Torah Nisuchayin, as we spoke, the Nisuchim, different Korbonas. The Korbonas is taking this world and elevating them. The Nisuch relates to bring, to be Mamshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. The Hashpos of Bina, of the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding Him, it comes specifically from the Yain. Therefore, Yain, which relates to Bina, relates to Torah Shebichsav, and therefore Nisuch HaYain is on Torah Shebichsav. However, Torah Shebalpeh, that's Keneged Chochmah. What is Chochmah? Chochmah is the undeveloped potential. It's the potential that's unlimited. That could be developed. Bina helps define, verbalize, classify. That's Bina. But the Chochmah is always something Me'ayin Timotzeh. Chochmah is in itself something called Koyachma. That's Keneged Mayim. Mayim is something that has nothing. It has no taste, no smell, but is the source of everything. It's completely undefined, but is the source of life, a source of our energy. And that's good. Torah Shebal Peh says the Baal Tanya, even though in this world appears to be that's lower than Torah Shebichsav, but in the source, it's actually higher. Because Torah Shebal Peh is the unlimited understanding of Torah. And therefore, there are no words and no letters in Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is completely unverbalized. Our ideas and thoughts, and that is what makes it the potential, takes the words of Torah and gives it a much, much deeper and wider understanding in life. Says the Baal HaTanya, on the Pasuk that's on Ki Tovim Dvdecha Miyayin, that we say that what is Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. Chazal says, Ki Tovim Divrei Soivrim Yoisei Miyayin Ashel Torah. It's called the Divrei, Torah Shebalpeh is called Divrei Soivrim. Why is it called Divrei Soivrim? So he explains, because if you look at Sefer Yetzirah, the world was created B'Sefer, B'Soifer, B'Sefer, B'Sipur. His Girsa is different than how the Groh learns, which is Sefer, Sefer, and Sipur. His Girsa is Soifer, Sefer, and Sipur. There is an author, and the author has a million ideas. He's always bigger than the Sefer. That's Keneged Chochmah. That's the Chochmah. Then he puts an idea which is verbalized, which is limited, which is defined. That's called the Sefer. That's the world of Bina. So Sefer is the Sefer, which is the source and the potential of all the ideas. It's Keneged Torah Shebal Peh. That's why it's Soferim. Which is connected to Sefer, that's Yena Shel Torah, that's the wine which is Bina, which is Mevin Dover, Mituch Dover. And then, he says, the Sefer, Sefer, and the Sipur. The Sipur is when you take Das, that you apply the knowledge of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, and you blend it into your own take, your own individual chelik of Torah, and your own application of your own life to bring Torah into Olam Hazeh and to bring it here. That's the Sipur, that you take the Sefer and the Sefer together to create a story, which is your individual story, which is the concept of how the Dibur exists in the world. So that's why Toivim Doidecha Miyayin, Toivim Divrei Soferim, Divrei Soferim, which is Keneged Torah Shebal Peh, is actually bigger. Why? Because the potential is much greater, that's much greater. So we may like Dr. Nisu Chamayim is Keneged Torah Shebal Peh, is Ashpo Torah Shebal Peh, Nisu Chayayin is Keneged Torah Shebichsav. That's why Nisu Chamayim needs Shiva Bikli, because all of the Torah Shebal Peh is for us to do our Ishtablos, to take into the Kli this unbelievable Chochmah, to make it ours. We have to draw it. Therefore, Taki the mitzvah says Rabbi Shmuel, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is the Sheiva. Therefore, it could be done the Sheiva at night, because you know the zman of Torah Shebal Peh is Davka at night. So, Mimela, that's why Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh need to be together, because Chochmah Bina Treirin in the Lomis Parshin, the potential and the development Treirin in the Lomis Parshin. Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebal Peh, or Torah Shebal Peh without Torah Shebichsav, they don't make anything. Therefore, they need to be together. That's the Nisuchim is together. But the one that drags it higher is Dafka Torah Shebal Peh, drags Torah Shebichsav higher. Torah Shebal Peh is the one that takes Torah Shebichsav and makes it much greater, because it takes that Bina, that defined idea, into something much higher, much bigger, much deeper. It gives meaning, it gives understanding. So Mimela, on the Trei Rei in Dolom is Parshin, that's exactly Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayim, Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayim, Dafke the Yom Tov HaShavuos, that we go and as a start from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that we want the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam Hazeh, we want Malchus Hashem to be Mizgale, the ultimate Gilui of Torah. Torah is the Hashpo of Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayim, and the Chidush of Nisuch HaMayim is the Torah Shebal Peh comes from a source which is much greater, because it gives meaning and has the ability to not only Mitztarev to Torah Shebichsav, which is Bina, but actually take it to even a higher level. Clear?